This is the morning conversation catalyst after the wind blows. Fiona Morgan introducing.
It's my great pleasure to introduce Alicia Montgomery. Alicia and I know each other from when we worked together at salon.com. And I want to just start by reading a quote that you can see upstairs in the public forum from Alicia when she was registering for this conference, which is, "How do we step away from power brokers and toward affected citizens as the center of our storytelling?" Briefly, just want to let you know, Alicia started her career in NPR. She worked with Dan Shore, and she worked in audience research. We knew each other from salon.com, where she started in 1999 and covered the 2000 presidential race. Remember that? And she went back to NPR after a couple of years and worked on a lot of different programs, including the Tab Smiley Show, Day to Day, Tell Me More. And she was she did her time there as the senior supervising producer for Code Switch, which is like amazing. Alicia is now the editorial director at WAMU. So as a fifth generation Washingtonian, she's really excited to be back at her local NPR affiliate station, working with awesome people like Kelsey Proud, and really working on some very cool projects. And I just want to say that she's someone that, to me, embodies somebody for whom the impulse to do engagement really derives from the deepest sense of journalism values and ethics, and she embodies that. So I'm going to hand the mic over to you because I'm talking too much.
I'm going to be doing a lot of spinning around because I'm keeping my back to one side of the room. I wanted to talk about our community and building connections with our community as a series of relationships. And we all know about the role that listening plays in our relationships. I brought my cell phone up here for a reason, and that's because I think we all have that person in our cell phone where we see their name and we're like,
yeah.
You know, and I have that person too. This is a person who I love, who I know loves me, who I've known my whole life. And when I see this person's name in my cell phone, I'm like, I don't know if I can handle this, if I had enough sleep, if I had a meal, sit down, because this person will just talk and talk and talk and talk and just load my ear with all sorts of happenings, many of them like dramatic and like soap opera dramatic and bad. And then when it's my turn to talk, it's 12:30 at night, or after I get two words out, then the conversation is, you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of me. And, you know, this is a person who I love, and so eventually I'm going to answer the phone. But for us, we must be careful about creating that kind of experience for our listeners, for our audience, for our community. Because, I mean, there are all sorts of different types of listening and not listening, and so many of our intimate relationships turn on whether we feel listened to. I bet I'm not the only person in this room who's had that experience of going on that first date, the first date with somebody who orders dinner for you. or having that conversation with, you know, a relative where you've said something that's really, really intimate and close and personal to you, and then the next thing they say demonstrates that they didn't hear you at all. And we all, hopefully, have the experience, the other kind of experience, where we say something to someone who we thought felt very disconnected from, and they stop talking, and they listen, and they understand. And it's a moment that we hold with us for years, sometimes for decades, sometimes for our whole lives. And that's the experience that we want to be creating for the people who are serving in the community. And this is why, you know, of the people who are in your system, God bless you, people who are in your cell phone, there is also that person who's sort of the bringer of the bad news. You know, not the person who I was referring to in the first instance, but that person who calls you when somebody's in the hospital, or worse, or a job was lost, or a child was hurt, or something was broken, there was a car accident, or whatever. And one of the things that we need to remember as members of the media is that's the person we are. Mm-hmm. We are the person who is going to call you up and tell you that this thing that you thought was going right with your community is going wrong, that this person who you voted for is really messing up, that the values you hold dear are being debased and ignored and devalued in your community. And what's more, we're not just telling them that, we're asking them to pay us for telling them those things. And so why would they do it? What is it that we can offer them besides this litany of, sometimes we have some good news to share, but a lot of the times, let's face it, we don't. What is it that we can offer them that would make it worth their while to stay in this relationship with us? And the thing that we can offer them is that feeling of being listened to. Is that feeling of that you matter. And why is it hard? We're well-intentioned, smart folks. We are dedicated. Well, sometimes that can be kind of a challenge for us, because we're the kinds of journalists who go into a story trying to know as much as we possibly can. And listening to people, especially people in communities that we're not familiar with, may involve you hearing that the thing that you studied up on and that your favorite professor told you is wrong, that this information that you spent a lot of time collecting is a little bit off, that even though you think that your being here in this community, in this conversation, is a great thing, that maybe you and the people who you're used to talking to, in this particular case, maybe you're part of the problem. Yeah, and and that's hard. And that's not fun a lot of the time. But that pays off. That pays off in relationships where our community sees us, not just sees that we're working hard, but feels that we care. Because the feeling that we think that we're doing something good for the world, yeah, everybody does. I mean, literally, just about everybody. I come from Washington, D.C., and the place is full of people who think that they're changing the world in the right way. And they're working across, literally across the street from the people who think that I hate you and everything you stand for, and the way I'm going to make the world a better place is to make sure that you don't get anything that you want. So we don't need to add to that population. We need to add to that population of people who have some power and a voice, who are willing to share that voice and willing to share it under difficult circumstances. And listening takes practice. Listening is, it's not just sort of sitting still and making eye contact and putting down your phone. It is something that is all through your body, all through your mind, all through your spirit. What does it mean to listen? It means to take in the information, to let people know that you've heard them, to be open to the possibility, and this is a really tricky one for journalists, that you're wrong about something, that you don't have all the information that you need. And even when we don't agree with the people who we're listening to, even when we feel uncomfortable in that conversation, just that act of listening makes it possible for us to go forward and be partners with those people, even people whose values are very different from ours, in kind of creating solutions and solving problems. So I'm hoping that what we're going to do today and for the rest of this conference is get some more practice with each other and listening and making those hard conversations and challenging conversations and valuable conversations.